For Sunday, December the 24th, 2017, Christmas Eve, this is Casey Close Up. I'm Brian Truda. Thank you so much for being here, and Merry Christmas. On today's show, this is the season of giving. It's the season of giving back. It's the Christmas season, the holiday season, whatever season you want to refer to it as, but it's also something else. It's flu season. And we're going to tell you today some tips for keeping healthy. And we're going to talk to one of the clinical managers in Jackson County and Truman Medical Center's Tammy Landrum. And she's going to give us some tips on how the flu shot is going to be able to help you this holiday season. It may be one of the most important gifts that you get and give to your family. And finally, to the season of giving. We have been talking about it on this show for the past few weeks. Our friend Danny Z from Country Hill Motors began the season of giving 10 years ago as a way of giving back. Every year, it's gotten bigger and better. And this year, we awarded three life-changing gifts to three very, very worthy families. We received over 1,300 nominations, more than any other year. And that speaks to the economy and the way of the world, but it also speaks to the fact that Kansas Cityans are really thinking of their neighbors, their friends, and their family when it comes to those who need a hand up. So we awarded the three families their gifts this week, and we have a little video that we am sharing on the Facebook page at KC1021 and Country Hill Motors, but I'd like to play you the audio of that video. It explains a lot about the backstory about 10 years of the season of giving, and it also gives you a little bit of insight into three of this year's winners.
We got over 1,300 nominations this year. Isn't that incredible? So we had an awesome team. We all sat together with boxes of tissues and read through every single one of them. And yesterday morning, we got to go with our team at Morgan Miller and donate a brand new water heater for some folks at their home. Last night, we showed up at Sprouts and with a bell choir. So cool. And a flash mob bell choir, thanks to you guys. Yeah. And they walked down the
These
aisle.
These girls are great.
Oh, my God, they're incredible. And surprised this lucky family with eight children with food for a whole year.
Thank you so much.
It's just nice that it's for NICU families specifically, and they can all just come down and see that they're not alone. So important just for the fact that it's a break from the bedside. I had a baby in the NICU, and so I didn't have this when I was in the NICU with my daughter. And I would have loved this.
It's not like a place of separation. We all are able to talk about what we go through. We are all here for the same reason, to waiting for our babies to go home, for them to get better. My son just turned 2 months, Demir.
Demir?
Yes.
I think it's important to all families in the NICU just to be able to have a minute to get out and step away from the baby's bedside. As much as you want to be there 24/7, all day, every day, it's important to take time for yourself. For me, my baby was born prematurely, so you know we weren't prepared for that at all. Actually, I'm a neonatal nurse practitioner in the NICU here at Mercy. So that makes it a little bit harder as well, because I'm now on the other side of things, and I have a whole new perspective on what families go through.
After we get them through their sign-in process, we have a whole table full of blankets, bears, toys, towels, and it's all donations from the community. Country Hill Motors is volunteering tonight, has donated their time. They've made beautiful centerpieces. It's just been so nice to have that partnership with them. Last year they did this, the year before they did this. We hope and pray that they continue to do this because this is such a huge opportunity for these families just to have a break. And gotten Cinzetti's to come, and they have brought chicken and pasta and salad. It smells amazing.
I think it's amazing that people in the community are willing to come together for the families, especially at this time of the year.
He has lived in his house for 7 years now and needed a hot water tank when he bought the house. So he's kind of been limping along with it, and it's at the point now where it's just going to give out any day. I can't wait to see his expression.
Hi.
Hi, you're Scott?
Scott.
We're here to see you.
You know, being a mom, you worry about it. And I've got two beautiful granddaughters that he's raising. And so when I saw it, I just thought, oh, if I could win that for him, or, you know, nominate him and he win it, that would just be such a great Christmas.
So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And
a Happy New Year.
This is unexpected.
We've had a very rough 2 years.
He struggles. He's got the two little girls. He gets no support from the mom. Just one sole legal custody of the two girls. So he works 6 days a week and doing everything he can to support these two beautiful, precious babies.
For the past 2 years, you have used every penny to your name to fight for sole legal custody of your girls. As your mom, I am very proud of you for so many reasons, but especially proud of the man you have become. It's not an easy job to be a single father with sole custody of your children. I nominated you for a special prize. And these wonderful people who have gathered here are now going to tell you what they're going to do for you.
So, hi, Scott. I'm Stella, and I'm with Morgan Miller Plumbing. And your mom said that you had a water heater that was barely functioning and that you really could use a new one for the holidays. So, in the back of our truck, we have a new water heater for you. So,
thank you so much.
We're here to install it and make sure that you and your girls are comfortable
for the holidays. Thank you so much, everyone.
Pretty shocked. I was not expecting this. This is just, like I said, totally out of the blue. So, wow, this is quite an amazing Christmas present.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
You've been an amazing mom and an amazing grandma, so you never cease to amaze me. So, thank you, Mom.
You're welcome.
Love you, too. Do you need potatoes? There's potatoes. Do you like potatoes?
They don't have much. You know, every day for our refugee families, it's a struggle. The family is just so caring, so giving. These kids have a thirst to learn. They work so hard in school, and to be able to get, you know, groceries for a year with seven kids, I mean, that's going to be life-changing.
I guess we can go through here. This one's
about empty. Never thought the family I did would be chosen. This is for y'all.
Yeah.
America is like a big quilt, and every block is very unique and diverse because each block is the culture of the people. And I said, to me, this is what makes America, America, and why we are who we are. The Mapinda family has now become part of that fabric of America. And we as a community are only made better because of the blessings of you all. I think about what this season is truly about. I think of this family. My nominating this family is only a small token of the repayment for the wealth of kindness and respect, admiration and love that this family has shared with me and everyone around them. I hope this gift will bless your family in a very profound way, and may God always bless you and your family.
I'm Danny. Nice to meet you. I was from my country and all my recognition. And Brian wrote one of the nominations for you and your family. And he nominated you to win food for an entire year. So congratulations.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. This is a surprise.
And the God bless you.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you all for coming so much today.
KC1021, Kansas City's Christmas Station. The show with Jen and Truda, 8:29 on a Thursday morning. And Danny is here this morning amongst a big group of people. So, Danny, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning. We're super excited. We got over 1,300 nominations this year. Isn't that incredible? And right now we're so excited to announce our winner of the minivan.
Okay. All right. So we're going to call her and surprise her. But we also have her friend, Dawn, who is in studio with us. And Dawn, in 1 second, is going to tell us about our winner, Carol. So let's do this here. All right, phone's ringing. And this is going to be Carol on the other end of the line.
Hello?
Hi, is this Carol?
Yes.
So let me introduce myself. I'm Brian Truda. We've got Jen Johnson and Shaylee here from the show with Jen and Truda on KC1021 Radio. We are Kansas City's Christmas radio station. We're calling you because we have a friend of yours who joins us in studio this morning. Her name is Dawn. Do you know Dawn?
I do.
Yes. How do you know Dawn?
Stepmother-in-law.
So, Dawn, come on up to the microphone here. Dawn wrote a great letter about you and wanted to share that with us right now. So, Dawn, will you please read to us what you've written here?
Hey, Carol.
Hey.
As someone who has known you for years, I see the strong woman you have become, and I admire you. Mm-hmm. Because no matter what life throws at you, you take it and make it a lesson for your five beautiful children. You show them that your faith in God can get you through all of it. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a more amazing person than you because of all the hardships you and your children have endured. 15 years ago... At the age of 22, your husband was diagnosed with his first meningioma, brain tumor, and within the next years went through 50-plus surgeries. I've watched you remain strong through all of them, staying by his side during recovery and doing the best you can to make ends meet, struggling financially without insurance, sufficient income, all the while never giving up. So losing your husband this year... I've watched you continue to struggle, but I know your faith in God has brought you great strength. You picked yourself up, went back to school to earn your degree in a field of helping others. That's so you. You continue to strive for more for your children's sake, never giving up, never asking for handouts. You've worked so hard to accomplish so much for your family. And we want you to know you're not alone. And I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you.
You have five children, is that right?
Yeah, I have five. We have five kids, yes.
And you have a need for transportation. I mean, obviously, that's a lot of places to go with five kids, right?
Right.
We brought Danny from Country Hill Motors in today because... We wanted to give you, and we have picked you out of more than 1,300 people to receive a minivan. And we're going to fill that minivan filled with toys as well. And it's all yours, Carol. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Don't cry. I see it.
I know.
No, cry. It's okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're all crying here, so it's okay.
I know, right? That's crazy. I appreciate it so, so much. You guys don't even know.
Good morning, Carol. My name's Danny, and I'm with Country Hill Motors. About a month ago, we teamed up with 102.1 and the incredible souls in this room to ask them to help us put out an ad to ask for nominations. And three different people heard the message and nominated you. One of them is one of your kids' softball coach, believe it or not. Another one is Dawn, and the other one was Trisha. And none of them knew that they didn't come together to do this. They just did it because they heard it, and they each wrote beautiful stories about the journey that you've been through over the last couple of years.
Thank you guys so much. It means a lot to us. Thank you, Dawn. I love you.
What an incredible week of the season of giving, and that's what it's all about. My thanks to Country Hill Motors, to Erica Logan from Children's Mercy Hospital, to Stella Cruz and her crew at Morgan Miller Plumbing. And as they told us on Friday, when they went into Scott's home to give him his hot water heater, They not only fixed the hot water heater, but they fixed his faucets. They fixed his bathtub, which had been leaking for a couple of years. They fixed up some other pipe work and did some other general plumbing work to make his home better for the winter. And that is the entire spirit of it, that it starts with one thing and then it grows. And this company gave back of their own free will, and all the plumbers there who gave of their time to go in and help Scott and his family. And that was an amazing thing. Also, to the Mubinda family, who receives now food for a year from Sprouts Farmers Market. And as we found out initially through the nominator and the person who sent us the letter, that we thought we were getting food for a year for a family of nine, where there were two parents and seven kids. Well, we did not know that there was another Mubinda baby on the way. And so by time that they showed up at Sprouts Farmers Market, Lenexa, on Tuesday night, they actually had a newborn with them. And so now two parents and eight kids to take care of. We're really glad that we could give them the gift of food for the year for those kids and for that entire family. That's amazing. And finally, as you heard there, to Carol and her five kids, to her family, who now have the gift of transportation, plus a lot of household essentials and items that they need for the coming year. It's such a great thing. And to all the people who showed up at Country Hill Motors on Friday, we heard from the Army National Guard, who helped in fundraising, helped with shopping. We heard from cheerleaders who went out from local schools, who shopped for the kids and found them all the great toys and the presents that they received on Friday afternoon. To people who donated, Walker Uniform Services is one of those companies. Amazing, amazing people whose idea of this time of the year is just to give back really warms the heart. Thank you to all of you as well who gave to our GoFundMe accounts and who listened to every story and who listened the past couple of weeks, really got into the season of giving. And then on Thursday, when we called Carol on the air, you sent us texts while we were live and said, "I'm in my car. I'm crying tears of joy. This is what the season is all about." Welcome back to Casey Close Up. As we hear around our office, at least, and you probably hear it in your own office or your home, the sniffles and the coughs begin to filter in, and it becomes that time of the year that we know as flu season. And very important to note that the flu shot can certainly help out, and there are other things that we can do in our daily lives that help us to keep healthy in this flu season. And for that, we went to the experts on this, the public health clinical nurse manager in Jackson County, is Tammy Landrum, and she joins us here on the phone. Tammy, welcome to Casey Close Up, and thanks for talking with us.
All right, thank you. You're welcome.
So the flu season is coming up upon us, and you know we all know somebody who's gotten sick, and everybody says they have evidence. Oh, this is the worst ever. What can we do to help ourselves going into the season?
First of all, we like to get that flu shot on board. The flu shot has a 40% to 60% efficacy. That means it's very effective than those that don't take the flu shot. We may also want to pay attention to washing our hands and covering our cough so that we don't spread, because flu is a virus. It's spread via coughing and someone else breathing in those droplets that you've just coughed out. So covering your cough with a tissue or coughing into your elbow prevents that, so that we won't spread the virus to others. Hand washing is very important, because a lot of people, they cough and sometimes they cover their cough with their hands, and we were taught years ago to cover with your hand. So now we're trying to get away from that, because we use our hands for everything. So mm-hmm. You don't want to touch and, you know, cough in your hand and then touch things. So we want to make sure we practice good hand washing. And a good 20 seconds, you know, under, you know, normal water, normal temperature water, washing those hands, scrubbing in between the fingers after everything, after you cough, before you eat, after you go to the bathroom, after you change baby diapers and everything, you want to make sure you do good hand washing. If you don't have water available, you can also use the hand sanitizer that's available just about everywhere. Every corner you turn, I think there's a hand sanitizer there that you can use that, and you want to put a generous amount in there, and you want to rub those hands together until that alcohol evaporates and dries to be effective and to kill those germs that are on your hands. Also, you want to make sure you get good checkups during the year, and That way, you know, you can kind of catch anything that might be happening. It's flu season, and a lot of people will have flu-like symptoms. Most people that get the flu, it comes on all of a sudden. It's not something that gradually happens. It's like one day you're feeling fine, and the next day you're really sick. And you can feel very tired. You have headaches. You may get body aches, stuffy nose, sore throat, cough. Sometimes you may have a fever. Not everybody that has the flu will have a fever. So that's very important to know.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit more about the flu shot in particular. Some people will say, well, I don't want to get it because it actually makes me sick or what have you. Is there a period of time where your body is trying to fight the shot itself and to build up that immunity that they may feel bad after taking the shot?
After the flu shot is not a live virus, so it's an inactivated virus, so you can't get the flu from taking the flu vaccine. But there is a period of time where your body is reacting to that vaccine and your immune system is saying, hey, what is going on here? Somebody's here that's not supposed to, and they start building up the antibodies to fight it. So you may feel those same symptoms, fatigue, a little feverish, and that's about maybe a week or so. After you take the shot, you'll probably feel it immediately, like within 24 hours, but it can happen as much as, you know, a week later that you may still feel those symptoms. And we just recommend maybe taking some Motrin or something like that. Drink plenty of fluids, and it'll help your body kind of recover from just that immune response from the vaccine.
And as far as what I have been able to read or look up, but it takes about 2 weeks for the immunity to build up fully. And so you recommend trying to get that shot as soon as you possibly can.
As soon as you can. As soon as it's available, get that shot on board. But we offer that flu vaccine all the way until most flu shots expire on June 30th every year. So we will offer those flu vaccines all the way up until June 30th that day. You can get that flu shot on board. So if you need the flu shot, you can always come by the Jackson County Health Department. We're open from 8 to 4 and just walk in. Get a flu shot. You don't have to have insurance. We have vaccine available for those that aren't insured.
And what ages of family members do you recommend getting a flu shot?
The flu shot is available for anybody that's 6 months and older.
Okay.
So, and we recommend that anyone that's 65 or older to get a high dose. But if you don't have that high dose available, you get a flu shot, just a regular one, and that's better than nothing.
Is there a difference in the mist versus the actual shot itself?
The flu mist, we had that last year. It is actually a live virus. CDC does not allow us to give out the flu mist anymore. So that's not even available to the public, the flu mist.
And obviously there are numerous strains of the flu vaccine. Is it, you know, a different sort of efficacy for one versus another sort of strain that you're seeing this year? Is one more prevalent than another this year?
It's not hepatitis. Influenza A and B, those are your two common strains. More so the A than the B, but we have both. If you get the quadrivalent vaccine, it has all four of them. It has two A's and two B's, which are the most common strains that we see. And your trivalent only has three strands, and it will have like maybe two A's and a B. So you always want to try to get one regardless. If it's the trivalent or the quadrivalent, but, you know, you always want to ask which shot am I getting, the quadrivalent or the trivalent vaccine?
Okay. And I think something that's underrated for a lot of people, too, but we certainly try to practice this in the office, is if you're not feeling well, don't come to work and don't spread that around other people, maybe.
Right. You definitely, if you're feeling bad, especially if you're feeling feverish, you definitely don't want to come into work and infect other people. And if you must, make sure you can wear a mask. Most jobs have masks available, or you can stop by the health department or a hospital and ask for a mask. They'll be more than happy to give you one and keep your cough covered so you don't spread that flu to other folks in the office and infect other people.
Something that I was interested in, Tammy, was the actual effects of influenza on your body and on yourself. People talk actually very seriously about this, that it can have complications, including even possibly death. But can you tell us what influenza does to your body, and then how can it get worse, and how can you get to that serious complication level?
Well, it's a virus, so it infects your body. It's kind of like the common cold. It's there. It can be treated more like the symptoms can be treated. you breathe it in more likely, or you have a mouth-to-mouth contact with someone that has it. And the sicker you are, say, for instance, if you have other complications like you have diabetes or asthma, or you smoke, or you have COPD, it affects your lungs. So that if you have those other issues going on, getting the flu on top of that is going to be worse.
Mm-hmm.
It can also cause things like pneumonia, ear infections, sinus infections, and congestive heart failure. So you definitely want to make sure that if you have any of those coexisting medical diagnoses, that you get that flu shot on board as early as possible to protect yourself. It can be really serious complications if you don't, especially if you have other medical conditions.
And let's say at this point, if somebody hasn't had a flu shot, or if they don't end up doing that, then they get the flu, what is the best course of action for them? Are they want to see a doctor within a certain amount of time, or do you write it out? What's the best thing to do?
Definitely, as soon as you start having symptoms, get in to see a doctor. Usually people are contagious right around that first 3 to 4 days after they start feeling bad. That's when you can really spread the virus. But if you get in as soon as you won't see a doctor, you need to get on board. The doctor will usually do a swab either in your nose or your throat, and they can have a rapid test that they can get the results right there on the spot, and they can start treating you with an antiviral medication. Will help those symptoms, help you get better, and they'll recommend getting plenty of rest, drink plenty of fluids, and don't infect other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's important for all of us to watch our health this season. And Tammy Landrum especially is good at telling us all of the things that we need to know about that. Tammy's the public health clinical nurse manager in Jackson County. Tammy, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. And if you need a flu shot, come out to the Jackson County Health Department and get vaccinated.
Will do. We will send people there if they do have the questions. So again, thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure.
And it all comes down to this. There remains but 1 week of 2017 left, and next week's Casey Close-Up will be the last of the year for December 31st as we celebrate New Year's Eve. It's been quite the year. We talked to some amazing people over the past few months. We may look back on some of our favorite stories of the year. There was Head for the Cure 5K and the entire couple of months that we spent talking to those who'd been affected by brain tumors and brain cancers, and the fact that Head for the Cure has raised now tens of millions of dollars for brain cancer research is an incredible story, and it's all been done in our backyard here in Kansas City. There's some of our favorite stories, like talking about the eclipse this year, an event that really brought the world together and focused a lot of attention even on areas like St. Joseph right near us in Kansas City. Plus stories like Gabe Downey, the 16-year-old who has narcolepsy, who has been informing the world, the shop owners, the law enforcement officers, and other people about the importance of his service dog and his service animal, and how important that those animals are to their owners, and what need and purpose that they serve in their daily lives. So we may look back next week on some of our favorite stories of 2017. Our thanks today to Tammy Landrum from Jackson County Clinical Offices and Truman Medical Center. She informed us about the need for you to go out and get the flu shot. And as she says, it is free and available to those even without insurance at the Jackson County Health Clinics. You can just walk in for you and your family. They encourage everybody over the age of 6 months to get the flu shot this year. It has up to a 40% efficacy and can certainly help those during this time of the year. Plus, again, our thanks to Danny Z at Country Hill Motors, Stella Cruz and Morgan Miller Plumbing, Erica Logan at Children's Mercy Hospital, to those at Cinzetti's for helping out with the NICU Night Out, and for all of those who took part in some way, shape, and form in this year's season of giving with Country Hill Motors. Our big, big thanks to you and your family from all of us here at Casey Close Up and KC1021 and KFKF and Steel City Media. I hope that you have a great, great Christmas. And we'll see you next week for another edition of Casey Close-Up.